And welcome to worship tonight. My name is Eric Holland. I'm the pastor here at Holden. And leading worship and preaching tonight is Petter Jothen, here on teaching staff this week. We begin tonight by singing a gathering song.
A reading from George Herbert Zippoli.
From Psalm 62. From 1 Corinthians. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone.
When God at first made man, having a glass of blessing standing by, let us, said he, pour on him all we can. Let the world's riches, which dispersed lie, contract into a span.
For God alone my soul waits in silence, for my hope is from God.
So strength first made a way, Then beauty flowed, then wisdom, honor, and pleasure. When almost all was out, God made a stay, perceiving that alone of all his treasure, rest in the bottom lay.
To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given, through the same Spirit, the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge, according to the same Spirit.
For I should, said he, bestow this jewel also on my creature. He would adorn my gifts instead of me, and rest in nature, not the God of nature.
God only is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be shaken.
And to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the one Spirit, to another working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another the various kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good.
Yet let him keep the rest, but keep them with repining restlessness. Let him be rich and weary, that at least, if goodness lead him not, yet weariness may toss him to my breast.
To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. All these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually, just as the Spirit chooses.
On God rests my deliverance and my honor. My mighty rock, my refuge, is God.
Holy wisdom, holy word.
Grace and peace to you from Christ our Lord. Sound familiar? It's a typical phrase we Christians use quite often as a part of our liturgical practice. But do we ever stop and really think about what it means, especially the part about peace? I'd like us to think about peace this evening, and in particular, peace in relationship to restlessness. At Holden, we have lots of different kinds of restlessness. From the comings and goings of buses, guests, and staff, to the shuffle of children during worship, to the urgent rush, to the snack bar after Vespers. Holden is a restless place, but the snack bar is my favorite part of the restlessness. Now, there are many kinds of restlessness. There is the restlessness of work, of the life interrupted by phones, emails, and the anxieties of material success outside of Holden. There's also the physical restlessness, as many of you parents, no doubt, testing. My wife is nearly 8 months pregnant, and both of us are expecting to become intimately aware of the life of restlessness. These types of restlessness seek their opposite. Physical peace, physical inactivity, physical security. That there is a type of restlessness that is an essential part of the Christian life, one that I hope all of you will discover during your time here. To be called to be a Christian is to live a spiritually restless life. And I think grace and peace to you from Christ our Lord reminds us of the deep connection between this idea of restlessness and peace. Life as we experience it is structured by time. Already, you are some 3 minutes older listening to me than when I started. Time never stops, nor can we manipulate it. Despite what Hollywood, Revlon, Viagra, and Osmo tell us. I bet that for most of us, our inner world also is full of highs and lows, the movement between doubts and love, the movement between uncertainty and confidence. We ourselves never rest. We are restless creatures by nature, both in a spiritual and physical sense. As Herbert puts it, God made us with repining restlessness. Perfect peace, both physical and spiritual, is never possible. And each day presents new challenges, choices, and anxieties that challenge us as Christians. So the issue is not about ending restlessness, but seeing it as a meaningful and a necessary part of our life. This brings me to think that the foil, or the opposite of spiritual restlessness, is spiritual rootlessness. To be rootless is to lack any sense of purpose for and the necessity of the restlessness that we experience. To be rootless is to endlessly strive to end restlessness rather than appreciate it as an intricately woven into our beings. It is to hide from the demands that God places upon us, hoping that the end of restlessness is in a new job, a new relationship, more money, and my personal favorite, a lifetime supply of chocolate chip cookies. In the end, spiritual rootlessness is to be overwhelmed by restlessness. It is to be alone in a dark room without any sense of where you are, no horizon that enables an understanding of place and purpose, and to lack any sense of which direction to move. Yet through Christ, though we are in a similar room, we have a horizon of light that helps us see and act and strive to move closer to God. To move towards this light is to move towards becoming the person God calls us to be through Christ. The love that Christ exhibited for others to the point of his death on the cross is thus the light that illumines our own restlessness. His light ends our rootlessness. His light guides our restlessness. His light shows us true peace. As the psalmist says, God only is my rock and my salvation. Our rock is found in God's love, revealed in Christ. And it is this rock that Paul's text helps us make sense of as we restlessly strive towards the light each and every day. He says, to each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. All these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually, just as the Spirit chooses. As Christians, underneath our restlessness is the animating Spirit given by God. Grace as the Spirit moves us. Grace and peace to you from Christ our Lord. But moves us where? You will notice that the life Paul had in mind was not peace and inactivity. Rather, for Paul, Christians are animated by grace to go out into the world for the common good. Although a Hellenistic Jew like Paul likely had a different idea of the common good relative to our context, the same end remains true for us. We are animated to be restless about each other and the life we lead together as the body of Christ. Indeed, to be spiritually restless means to be continually working towards enacting God's love for all of humanity throughout one's life. This work is never done. In fact, one might say one never is a Christian. Instead, one is always trying to become a Christian, trying to find that peace that Christ offers through the restless acts of enacting his love. Our spiritual restlessness means becoming physically restless. Our restlessness means accepting people of different colors, perspectives, and sexual orientations. It means striving to accept differences, working for social justice, and empowering the divine in every one of us. It means accepting and affirming that restlessness is who we are called to be by God, a restlessness that demands that we enact the love of Christ in all that we do. May the grace that makes us spiritually restless and the peace offered through Christ be with you always. Amen.
restless voices and our restless and tired bodies and sing, please, hymn 396. Let's all sing the first verse, and then I'm going to announce who's going to sing the second verse.
Thank you.
animated by the spirit of restless love. Go in peace.